got quiet. Good morning, good to see everybody this morning. Looks like we're a little short this morning, but it's good to be here on this beautiful sunny day. Worship our Lord. Got a few announcements. As always, let's keep the ones on our prayer list. Keep them in our prayers. And if anybody has any updates, please let me know. We're sorry to hear the passing of James Cahill of Centopia last week, and let's keep Cahill's in our prayers. Also, at Providence Place, Katie Hensley and Mr. and Mrs. Leathers, and Brother Jimmy at Varsity Care, let's keep all those in our prayers. And Johnny Moore, Brother Perry Moore, did he have surgery?
He did.
He did have surgery.
And everything worked out for him, and he's back out again.
Okay.
Going about. They went back to the hospital, and they got his blood pressure medicine stuff straightened out. And so, you know, for a time it was too thick, and then time it was too thin. And they took him back in and found out the trouble was that the insurance company wouldn't let him stay there more than one day as a surgery time.
Okay.
And so now then they were challenged, and they would let him stay several days, and they got it corrected.
Well, that's good to hear. Johnny's out, and he's doing better, and let's keep him in our prayers also. David Osborne, he also had surgery at the Baptist last Wednesday, and he's doing well, and let's continue to pray for David and the family. And we're thankful for we hadn't gotten it yet, but the new arch is going to go over the cemetery. Gladys Brewer is leading the way for that, and we appreciate that. I don't think I have anything else with anybody, except for if you hadn't picked up the form for the new directory, there's some on the foyer table out there. Please pick one up and fill it out and turn it back in so we can get a new directory. Hadn't had one in several years, and we need to update it. And if you would, please pick one up and fill it out. Is there anything else? Anybody have anything? If not, Tom was supposed to have first prayer. Since he's not here, I'll do that while I'm up here. So if you would, bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day. Father, we're grateful that we can come here and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we're grateful for all that you do for us. And Father, we're grateful for our health that we may be here. We pray for the ones that can't be here because of their health. Father, we pray that you be with them and comfort them. Father, be thy will, heal them. Father, we're grateful for this great country that we live in, even with all the turmoil. Father, we pray that there will be rest in the near future. Father, we pray for this coming election. We pray that it'll turn out to be the best for this country. Father, we pray for the men and women that defend this country, the police officers and all the first responders. Father, we pray that you be with them and keep them out of harm's way. Father, we also pray for the men and women in our military that continue to keep us safe, and Father, we pray that you keep them out of harm's way. We're so grateful that your Son came and died for our sins, and Father, we do sin sometimes, but when we do, Father, we pray that you forgive us. Father, we pray that you'll continue to always be with us and lead us in the right path. Father, we pray for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Would you now gather a songbook, please, and turn with me to number 304, please. Number 304. Good to be with each one of you today, and hope you've had a good week, a safe week. We understand that to be the case, and so good to be with you. 304, let's sing all three verses of this song together. How precious is the book divine by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp, its precepts shine to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and a light to my way, to guide me safely home. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark vale of tears. Light to my life it still imparts and quells my rising fears. Holy, good divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me safely home. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way, till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and a light to my way, to guide me safely home. Number 425 now, please. Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to guide me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them every one. We get alone in sweet accord, but when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Brother Tony?
We're so thankful for this day. We're thankful that we have this church here that we can meet, worship you in spirit and truth. We ask you to be with Brother Robert and give him a great recollection of the message that he will share with us today. Help us to take these things and try to live our lives according to thy will. Once again, we ask that you bless us. help us to live as Christians should. We ask you to also be with the first responders and all those that help to protect us. And we just thank you so much for Jesus dying on the cross so that we may have a chance to eternal life one day. And we just ask you to help us to live as we should and forgive us of our sins and go with us through this service. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Number 52, please. Song number 52 for the Lord's Supper. And James will serve the communion to us today. And I know we all remember just take the container and then put it into the songbook rack afterwards, please. Number 52. By Christ redeemed, in Christ restored, we keep the supper of the Word and show the death of our dear Lord until He comes. His body given in our stead is seen in this memorial bread, and as we
Mark 14, 22 through 25. And as they did eat, Jesus took the bread, and He blessed it, and He broke it. And He gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is My body." And He took the cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, and they drank of it. And He said unto them, "This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
Dear Lord, we take this bread and represents the body of our Savior Jesus Christ. Take this cup, fruit of the vine, represents our body, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to give back what promised the Lord in the church. That's in our name, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have some 17 present with us today. Turn with me now to the song before the sermon today, number 322. 322. And if you would like to go ahead and mark it, you can mark God Has Called the Prodigal 673 as a song of invitation this morning, probably the lesson. 673. Will be our song of invitation, we mark. And let's sing together the first and third verses of 322. In the field I would yield sickles brave and true. In the fight for the right I would dare and do. Spend thy days in thy praise all my journey through. Let me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee.
Take my hand, dear Lord, and guide me along the way.
Let me live close to thee. Let me walk close to thee each day. Help me bear and to share some poor pilgrim's load. Be my friend to the end of the toilsome road. I would sing to my King in the souls above. Let me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee.
Take my hand, dear Lord, and guide me along the rugged way.
Let me
close to thee. Let me walk and talk with thee,
close to thee
each
day. Thank you. Thank you very much. 673. Here's our song of invitation.
When we talk about the way to live before God, it's important for us to go to the Bible and see how God wishes us to follow His Word. And some, as we read regarding this matter, we see a good thing about it in Psalm 1, how the blessed man is one who concentrates on the Word of God, and in His law he meditates day and night. And so the Word of God is important to our lives. Paul would write in Romans 15 and 4, the things written aforetime were written for our learning. We through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The things written in the Old Testament are not written for us to practice the animal sacrifices for the removal of our sins. And that sort of thing is to practice the principles that are given to us in that Old Testament writing. And so the things written aforetime were written for our learning and benefit. In Proverbs chapter 15, we go today because of the balance of our study in regard to how to live before God each day. In Proverbs 15, verse 1, it says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord in every place behold the evil and the good." He says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but the perverseness therein is a branch in the spirit, breach in the spirit. The fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent, is wise. When we talk about the things that we say to others, let us think about the words that we're fixing to say. A soft answer or a gentle answer turns away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. When we choose the words that are violent and words that are threatening and words that are challenging, we may think that because the people cow down to it and bow down to it and just go their way and don't pay attention, that they are still okay. But they are learning a trait by which they themselves will guide their own families as they grow up and as they grow along the way. And a soft answer turns away wrath. It turns away hatred.
It turns away violence. It turns away destruction thereby. Let us be people then who follow this way that God has so set forth in His Word, that we may be people who do His will in the way that He has said. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but grievous words, words that are hurtful, words that are threatening, words that grieve individuals, they stir up anger. And so it is that we need to be people who are careful in regard to the words we say, and practicing those words with one another as we talk about the words that we say will help us in Bible classes, as well as will help us in the home and family, to choose those words that are more kind and gentle as we discuss them with our fellow man. Let us be people who follow that right way. It is noted regarding the wise man, the prudent man, as you go down to verse 5. A fool despiseth the father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Think about the reproof or that which is correction. Think about that which would challenge us not to go on and do that particular practice. Because of that instruction that we're given, we are wise people to follow that instruction. In Proverbs 22, verse 3, it tells us about the prudent man and that he does hear instruction and he does abide it. And he goes on to tell us in Proverbs 22, verse 4, by humility and strength, there is a way that we follow that's a way that is good and helpful in life. He says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Everybody I know that we talk about, even young people that we talk to from time to time in school programs and in situations where they're in ball teams and they have a devotional thought to be expressed, I've been invited to come and speak. I'll start out with this. Who among us does not want riches, honor, and life? Well, I ask you today, who among us do not want to continue to have riches, honor, and life? That comes about because of the situation that is described here. By humility and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life. We can be people who are not that way. We can be people who are situated on the way of evil and wrongdoing and not be humble at all in our lives. Not fear the Lord in our practice of life, and we'll be people who are thereby not going to have riches, honor, and life. Good things will come to those who find themselves following God's way and God's will. The same thing is there said in regard to the prudent man in Proverbs in chapter 27 and verse number 12. In Proverbs 27 and 12, it tells us that the prudent man foreseeth danger ahead and hideth himself. When we see danger that is up ahead and we're instructed about that danger that is there and we know the troubles that it brings about, then we'll find out that we can hide ourselves and guard ourselves and we will thereby not be punished, not be hurt. But the simple pass on and are punished, it says there in Proverbs 27 and verse 12. Prudent man foreseeth evil. That prudent man is one who is willing to hear reproof from his father, willing to hear about warnings from his father. Sometimes we are shown about how to swim, and some decide to just throw the children into the pool and let them swim out, and let them find a way to find out if they can swim or not. That struggle is a struggle that is a terrible struggle for that person's life. When we get into the pool with them and we instruct them in regard to the use of their hands and their arms and their feet and legs at the time, we find they have much better training, much better teaching. And we remember those who taught us that way. As a result of that, we appreciate what they did. And we pass that word along to others in regard to that situation. We drive an automobile, we find ourselves looking ahead. We find ourselves looking at the curve and looking at the corner of that white line. We stay there. It may be that we're blinded by the light of the car that comes to us, approaching us, and we can see where we are from the standpoint of that white line that is set on the side of the road. Thus we're taught, we're trained about that way of life. We're wise as we drive that way. We're wise as we reduce our speed in circumstances that we do not quite understand the result of. We find ourselves reducing that speed and finding ourselves safer as we drive along the way within people's reach and grasp. It's such a situation for good to be here. And we find ourselves in the worship of God in the New Testament of the Bible, thanking God for teaching us about His Word. And when He says that to Paul in Romans, He tells us that things written aforetime were written for our learning. Do we learn from the prudent man back there? Do we learn from the wise way that he goes? Do we learn from the hiding that he guards himself and keeps himself from terrible results? Or do we find ourselves foolishly thinking that we can learn it all on our own? And if we learn it all on our own, we may remember it and we may find ourselves in great shape. Let us be people who follow God's way and God's will. Proverbs 25 is a notation about that way. In Proverbs chapter 15, he continues on with the thought about how to live and how to behave. And he says in Proverbs 15 at verse 8, the sacrifice continues on with the thought about how to live and how to behave.